This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Okay, we have a different dynamic for NFL picks this week. Mark is actually here in studio.
Present.
And he's taking Christine Lee's seat, who is prioritizing what over us?
A bowl game, a college
everything.
Bowl game, yeah.
I think the answer is everything.
Everything.
Matt, and Mark, you heard her response to me. She thinks that I'm desperate to have her in here because she's the biggest personality
right.
that I can get.
She drives the football picks.
And that might be true. You know, there's so much tension in the room every week. I tend to thrive on it. So you,
and I love it.
As a nice person, I don't know quite what to do with you.
No, I love it because I work obviously on both stations, and I hear it from both ends. So I love just sitting there and not saying anything and watching you guys hurl bombs at each other.
Mark is like the universal quarterback.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's all-time QB.
Yeah. Salt, I want to congratulate you for single-handedly. You know, getting 6,000 presents for people who need it.
Great job, man.
And I really think it's important to note that you did a really, really good job, and I appreciate all the hard work that you do.
I know I did. I'm going to take it. I'm going to, because I know what I did.
But I know. But I think that you it's hard, it's hard to work in such an environment where everything is
hostile work environment?
On, on you.
I got you.
Okay.
Now, Brian, you've got to work hard right through up to noon on Christmas Eve.
But I'm not operating as alone as he is.
Right, that's true.
You know, and in fact, he's being held back by quite a few things. So I admire
I'm just,
you.
I'm just a flag blowing in the wind out there, is what you're saying.
Listen, you're like that that thing, that plastic thing at the oil change shop out in the the driveway.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah.
I like that.
Flopping back and forth.
Like, how do they do that?
It's amazing.
Still so damn dumb. Listen, we also, Morgan Cunningham, we had Meatball Cheesecake Day on Thursday when we're taping the NFL picks. And Morgan Cunningham, he made cheesecake, but he didn't know that Salt was going to be involved because he hates FM radio. So he didn't
he didn't make
you one. But we thought we'd do a taste test. We don't know what kind of cheesecake it is. So we're all going to have a sample.
Okay.
And let's do it now. Let's do a little one bite. Everyone knows the rule type deal. And let's see what we got here. Did you already bite it?
I didn't,
Let's go.
You always order 3 pieces of cheesecake. It's a Big Daddy reference.
Why?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Why did he do that?
What is it?
That isn't. It's chewy.
Chickpea cheesecake?
That is weird because the top is burned. So I don't understand why
maybe
the top has the same like dark brown.
Caramelized, if you will.
That ain't caramelized. That's burnt. That's a crust on the top. There's a crust on the top. There's a crust on the bottom. How does that happen? Is this a cheesecake sandwich?
Is it eggnog?
That's one of my first impressions.
Yeah.
I'm tasting some eggnog. It's really good.
I think it might be. My guess is eggnog.
Maybe that's what the burnt thing on the top is, yeah.
It doesn't bother me because the cheesecake's not that dry. I'm halfway through it.
It's good. It's very moist.
All right, what's your score? I'm going to give it a 7.2. I'm not a hard grader.
Wow.
Are we going out of 10?
Yeah. I think a 7.2 is still really good. It's like a B+. You know what I mean?
As far as like homemade cheesecakes go, I'd probably give it like an 8.6.
Wow.
That's pretty
good.
Maybe
7.2 is harsh. I'll go 7.6.
I'll give it a 6 for taste. I'll give it a 3 for presentation.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Wow. That was harsh.
I think it's personal.
I think it's not personal.
Yeah. There's another war brewing here.
Absolutely.
If Christine had made it, I would have given it a 2, even if it changed my life and made me convert.
I think if Christine made it, I don't think any of us would have been safe to eat it because there would have been something weird in there. She would have forgotten an ingredient or put something else in. So,
Mark,
I'm going to give it a strong 8.4.
8.4.
Yeah.
Great. Well, you guys are into it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the picks. By the way, last week, Matt went 5-1.
Oh, nice.
Surprise,
the king is back.
Nice job.
Mark, I gave you, for the fact that you weren't here and you're a decent human, I gave you 3-3 just to give you 3-3. Just take it. Don't say
500. Okay, I'll shut up.
Saul was 3-3.
Hey!
And Christine was 4-2. So where we stand right now.
Hey!
Matt, myself, and Mark are tied at 35-45. Salt is now only one game back at 34-46. And Christine's out in front. She is catchable at 40-40. Mm-hmm. But the key is not to lose, right? The last place is the one who loses. So it's on.
It's usually how it goes.
So it's
can we go to can we all go to J. Tim's and have beers in the loser pays
absolutely.
Or something like that?
Right now? Absolutely.
Oh, wings?
Christine won't go and then we can just have a good time without her.
That's true.
You think she'd go?
Yeah. For J. Tim's? Totally.
Maybe I'll pick a different place.
maybe you'll tell her one place and go to another.
That's a great idea.
We'll
make sure it's close enough that we can
just wave through the window. Be like, oh, you're over there? See you later.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. We'll tell her the bowling alley across from J. Tim's.
That's so funny.
We'll tell her the Lassard Lanes right across the street.
Getting beers at the Big Y.
Yeah.
No, we'll send her to first and last. Let her sit there for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
and then we'll.
It's a great idea.
It's a really good idea.
Oh, by the way, do the first round. Last minute. We forgot to tell you.
Oh yeah, no, they didn't have enough room for us all.
Right. That's great, Mark. You're sinister with a veneer of goodness.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay. New England, the Patriots coming off the loss to Buffalo at Baltimore. Baltimore favored by 3. Mark.
You know what? I'm going to go with Baltimore. Every time I pick a New York team. I mean, that's New England.
They're not a New York team.
I'm sorry. This is New England, Baltimore. Baltimore.
This is New England, Baltimore.
It's hard for me because I feel like the Patriots are probably going to lose this game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I really don't like picking against my team. So I'm going to just bite the bullet and say New England. I think New England is a bit of a, if you will, a paper tiger.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that, I think they're a good team. I don't think they're a great team. I don't think they're, the 11-3 record is a little.
Totally.
Yeah, a little.
Weak schedule.
Yeah.
It's shadows, yeah.
But I'm going to say that the Ravens take this one.
So B-A-L-T?
Yes.
Oh, nice. B-A-L-T. What do you got, Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go Baltimore, too. I think New England's still reeling from that Buffalo game.
Yeah, reeling. The Jets are at New Orleans. Now, New Orleans sneaky they won a game last week. I don't know how they did it.
I don't know either.
How did they do? They beat your Carolina Panthers.
It's just disgusting.
What a joke.
The Panthers lose to bad teams and beat good teams.
So the Jets are...
They lack consistency is what you're saying.
Yes,
4.5 points is what the Jets are getting in New Orleans. Salt.
I'm going to go New Orleans.
N-O. Anyone going Jets? I'm thinking about it because I feel like the bounce back from...
Mm-hmm.
They got thumped. I mean, they made Trevor Lawrence look like Brady. I'm going to go Jets. Anyone else going New Orleans?
Chuck's going back for cheesecake is what he's doing.
I don't care about
Matthew.
I'll go. I'm going to take the Jets on this one, too.
Thank you, bud. And then we have Minnesota at the Giants. Minnesota, I think, favored by 3. Matt.
Giants are still in tank mode. I'm going Minnesota.
Minnesota. Anyone taking the Gents?
No.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right,
dangerous.
Just for counter-programming, I'm going to take the Giants. Because everyone else taking Minnesota. I just think it's time for me to make a move.
All right.
Green Bay at Chicago. Chicago might might build their stadium in Indiana.
Yeah, right. Is that crazy? Does this sound like Hartford all over again?
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. There's no way in hell that they're going to build a stadium in Indiana.
The rumor is Governor Rowland is a consultant on this deal.
Hey, good for John.
Hey, Johnny G.
The Bears are favored at home against the Packers. And again, historically, the Packers beat up on the Bears, but the Bears are good this year. The Bears are favored by 1.5. So, Mark.
Still going to go with Green Bay on this one.
GB?
Yep.
Yeah, I got GB.
GB?
Matt. Nope.
Wow.
Nope. They're missing Micah Parsons, and Chicago's going to run the ball all over them.
All right.
I'm going Chai, too. Jacksonville at Denver. Denver favored by 3. Jacksonville just put up a huge number on the Jets last week, but it's hard to tell what that means. Denver, I feel like every week they could lose, and then they end up winning.
Right.
I don't really know what to make of it. I just think that even though Denver could be 60 and sunny, it could be snowing or whatever. I think Jacksonville, they've had their time. They're going to make the playoffs. I'm taking Denver.
Denver.
Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
Denver.
I'm going Broncos. Take the under in this game, too. Both great defenses.
Nice. My favorite pick of the week? I was riveted by Philip Rivers last weekend.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be like the national game. And not only because we're old and it's fun to see, like the guy is genuinely, you know, fun to watch.
He's one of the nicest people on the planet. I used to interview him all the time when I was in radio down in Raleigh, North Carolina, because he went to NC State there.
That's right.
And so we used to talk to him all the time. Was just a solid dude then, really funny to talk to. And did you see the press conference before, you know, it was announced that he was coming out on the field? And they're like, so what are you playing? What's your playing weight? And he's like, not what it used to be. I'll tell you that. You know, he's just a good old dude, man.
Yeah.
He's just a good old dude.
Did he curse back then or not?
Yeah, not really. No.
He doesn't curse.
He was fired up, though, but he gets fired up.
I encourage people to Google Philip Rivers mic'd up.
Yeah,
and just listen.
So good.
That one where he threw the 90-yard touchdown, the DN is like, you don't have to do that. He's like, yes, I do.
He's like, I will yell in your ear.
It was like Will Ferrell in Talladega. Yes. Like, this is the best day of my life. So good. The question is, though, I set the over-under on touchdown passes at 1.5. He had one last week, and the question is over-under on 1.5 touchdown passes.
I'll say 2.
So 2 gets the over. That's for you.
I'm gonna take the under. I think it's still 1 against the Niners defense.
I think it's 2. I think everybody's cheering for him. I think everybody, even the 49ers, want him to get 2.
I hope
2.
I'm wrong on this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the over too.
Take it over.
Over.
Hey, listen, guys. I'm assuming we will try to maybe. I don't know. I don't know if we'll be able to tape next week.
I'm here next week.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'm in the building Wednesday, so. Yeah. Oh, maybe, you're not, though.
No,
you're,
but I'll come back. I think I'll come back.
Great.
Yeah, but aren't you on till noon?
Is that Christmas Eve?
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve.
Maybe we can find a way to mic it up. I don't know. Well, if you guys are, you're going to be here?
I'm going to be, 10 to 3, but I'll be 9 to 10. I'll be free, so.
Okay, so let's try to tape if we can try to rig it up from wherever I am, if we can. If not, I wish you guys a great holiday. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you, Salt, especially for being here. And you made today,
I make time.
You made today really fun. I enjoyed it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.